Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth with Pray Every Day, and today we are reading through the book of Matthew. We continue on in our series on the Sermon on the Mount, and we're reading Matthew 5, verses 38 and 39. And this is in the New American Standard Bible. And it goes like this: "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for another day to just spend time with you, to hear your voice, to be near, to understand your kingdom better. And Lord, I just confess, this is not an easy verse to obey. It is easier for me to retaliate than it is for me to sit back and allow for your justice to prevail. And so for those facing those kinds of situations today where they are having to turn the other cheek, and Lord, I don't think that this means that we should allow abuse, so I'm definitely not preaching that at all, but there are circumstances in our lives where someone is hurting us and we need to just let it go and turn that other cheek. So Lord, give us the discernment that we need to know when to turn that cheek, when to resist an evil person, because sometimes we need to resist, and when to move on, when to stop a relationship, particularly when someone is harming us continually and never seems to learn. Lord, I've learned a lot about the difference between a foolish person and an evil person. And a foolish person is just someone who just doesn't seem to want to change, but they're maybe not malicious. But an evil person is one who plots evil, who thinks about evil all day long, and who actively tries to make somebody stumble and creates plots in their head about how they can hurt people. And so, Lord, teach us what it means to live in a world where there are foolish people and there are evil people, and help us to know how to have the proper response in each time. And Lord, I pray today for those who are in abusive relationships, particularly spousal abuse. And I pray that you would set them free from that abuse. And Lord, I pray for those who are abusing, those who are harming, those who are hitting, those who are emotionally abusing with their mouths. I pray that you would give them a come to Jesus moment, that they would come to the end of themselves and realize that they don't want to live that way anymore. But for the one who's being harmed, Lord, I pray for clarity. I pray for others alongside him or her to help them discern the situation and know what to do next. And Lord, thank you that you are tender-hearted toward those who have been abused, and that you walk alongside those who are marginalized, and that I think a lot of times people stay in those kind of broken, destructive relationships because they have economic fears. So Lord, thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, and you will provide for single moms and single dads and people who move away from destructive relationships. Because Lord, it's difficult to, especially if we have children involved, it's difficult to think about how can I economically provide for my family when the person that is economically providing is harming me. So Lord, I also pray for discernment about women's shelters or domestic violence shelters and programs and folks that will come alongside and will put an arm around and will listen and will dignify and will protect. We pray for protection now in Jesus' name. I pray that you would protect the victims out there today. Protect them from onslaughts. Protect them from violence. Protect them from evil situations, painful situations, hard situations, situations where you cannot win. Lord, you are the God of the impossible situation. And so I pray desperately, and with your anointing, I pray that you would rescue those who are being abused today, that you would intervene, that you would send rescuers, especially from the church. Lord, we confess as a church, we have not done well in this avenue. We have not helped people who are in this situation. And so, Lord, help us as the church to be a safe place, a haven, a place where victims can find relief and safety and protection, and that we would listen to stories and dignify stories and seek help on behalf of those who need it and find counseling and all those things that are necessary, Lord. I just tenderly pray that now, because I know that there are some people listening today who are just broken about their relationship and they don't know where to go. And they've read verses like this about turning the other cheek and they think, well, maybe that's what it means. I just need to keep accepting it. And Lord, I know that that's not your heart. This is in a specific situation where evil people are prevailing, but it doesn't mean this constant abuse. So Lord, I can't preach an entire sermon on this as I pray, and I can't explore the issue to the extent that I would like to, but I trust that you hear the cries of the broken and you will intervene. And so I pray for that today. I pray for it strongly. I pray for it as much as I possibly can with all the energy within me. And I pray this in your sanctifying name, your protective name, Jesus. Amen. So if you've enjoyed listening to these prayers every day and would like to receive a personalized prayer in your inbox every week on a Monday, simply go to marydemuth.com and you'll see a Mind If I Pray For You graphic at the top of the page. So click the red subscribe button and you will receive a free personalized prayer every single Monday for the next year. That's 52 weeks of prayers. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are in those situations where you need wisdom, where you need protection, go to Jesus. He loves to hear from you, and he loves to come strongly alongside you.